Or is the kash like we asked before? Kash of the Reb Lezer, the Reb Lezer. If the ratio of our Mishnah also goes according to Reb Lezer, then there's a stira in Reb Lezer. Does Reb Lezer say that by Gittin Nashim you are allowed to write the form beforehand, or are you not allowed to? So the Gemara says, Trei Tanoi v'alibu the Reb Lezer. It's like a machlokes Tanoim, exactly what does Reb Lezer hold? The first sheet in our Mishnah holds that according to Reb Lezer, yes, you are allowed to write the form before Nishum HaTakona. And we don't make the Gzera. And the last sheet in the Mishnah, Reb Lezer holds, no, we make Gzera. We do not let you write even the form of the get, because of the Gzera, maybe you come to write the Torif, also Shlo Lishma. Now the Gemara says, Reb Shavsoi Oma Chizkiya, Mishum Ketota. He says another reason of the Mishnah, what it means, Mishum Takona, it's for a reason of Mishum Ketoto, that you not come to have fights. That's the reason why we do not let the Sofer write even the Torah beforehand. In other words, like the Gemara says, Rabbi Meihi, he holds that our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meishita. The Omar Eidi Chasim Akarsi, that the main part of the Eidim are the Eidim that sign in the Shtar. And therefore, Bedinu really the Afilu Torah Nami Lichtav. According to Rabbi Meir, there's no dinning Siva Saget Lishmo. Even the names, the place, could also be written Shelo Lishmo. So really the Sefer should be able to write the whole get beforehand and have it on hand. So why is there a takana that the Torah, if you're not allowed to write? Because with Zim, Nindishom Yilel Sefer, we're afraid maybe sometimes a wife will be passing by the house of the Sefer, and she'll see or hear the Kokosif, that the Sefer is writing up a get now with her husband's name and her name. If so, Visavro, she's going to think now, Ihu, Komale. She's going to think that her husband told the Sefer to write the get, that the husband wants to give her a get. Therefore, she's going to get all angry at her husband. The heavy look at Tata Badei, she's going to have a fight with her husband. So, in order that this should not happen, the Chama made a takana that we do not want the Sefer to write the whole get beforehand. He cannot go and write the names beforehand. Even though Mikru Adina would have been kosher according to Rav Meir, but Mishum Katota we don't let him. Rav Chizda Amar Avimi, Rav Chizda Amar Avimi, Rav Avimi, Mishum Takones Agunas. That the reason why the Mishnah says the Sefer could write up the form and not the Torah is that Takona Mishum Agunas not to let the lady stay like unmarried. So what does that mean to say? Amri lo, some say Rabbi Meir, goes according to Rav Meir Shita. The Amri lo, some say no, Rabbi Lezer, goes according to Rabbi Lezer Shita. What does that mean? We love Rav Meir. Some say goes according to Rav Meir Shita the Yom Meir, the Chassim Akarsi. Goes according to Rav Meir, holds the Chassim Akarsi. Over Dino, really, the Afilu, Terif Nami Lichtav. That even the Terif also you could write. Really, you should be able to write the whole get, Shalei Lishmo. As long as the Eidim sign Lishmo. As long as the husband tells the Eidim, commands them later to sign. But what are we afraid about? Vizim in the heavy lake Katota Bado. Sometimes we're afraid a man will have a little fight with his wife for Rosach alone and get very angry at her. And if it's easy to find the get by the cipher with all the names written in already, Vizorik le nalo, he'll throw the get to her right away. O ma'agin, and he'll like give her pain. O ma'isav lo, and give it to her. In other words, really the husband did not want to really give a get to his wife. Just he got angry at her. So if it's easy for the husband to find the get all written up, we're afraid he'll just have Adam sign on it and throw it to her. And that will cause igun, or cause her to have pain, like to be with a get now. So in order that should not happen, there's a takana that the sefer is not allowed to have the whole get written up, even with the names. That the husband has to take his time and maybe think it over again before he really gives her a get or not. And Amilot, some say no. I'll tell you, Reb Lezer, that this svara goes according to Reb Lezer Shita. The Omar that says, Eidim Mesirikarsi. The main part of a get is the Eidim, the Mesira, the Eidim that see the giving over of the get. But the Ksiva has to be done Lishma. Ovidinu, then the Svara should be the Afilu, Taifas Nama Lalichtav. Even the Taifas also you do not have to write. Afilu Taifas Nama Lalichtav. Really, you should not be able to write anything Shalei Lishma. Even the Taifas, their form should not be able to be written Shalei Lishma. So why did the Chachamim make a takana that the Sefer is allowed to write up the form beforehand? Because with Zim, Nindaboy, Lemez, Lumbina, Sayam. Sometimes the husband made up his mind for sure, he's going to give his wife a gift, but he has to leave town tomorrow. And Vilayashkar Safri won't be able to find the Sefer in time to write up the whole gift. So what will he do? Vishavaklo, just leave her alone, Vyozal, and go away. O Magin, O Maisavlo, that she'll have to sit to be neguna then, like the husband doesn't care about his wife, he just will leave her without giving her a get. So we want to make it easy that the husband should be able to find a get when he needs it before he leaves town to give it to his wife. So therefore the takana is that the sefer is allowed to write up the form of the get beforehand. And now if the husband needs the get before he makes the plane, he's allowed to go to the sefer and just say, fill in the names, and a raf materials of chaladim, and the makam, and then the get is kosher. Then the Mishnah says, u'makam hazman, you also have to leave over the place for the date of the ksivas of the get. So Gemara says, kaposek v'toni, that means we learn clearly in our Mishnah, it says it's stam, that loishona min anesuyim, loishona min erosin. There's no difference now if the get is being given after they had nesuyin, after they were living together with chuppah, or loishona min erosin, if they only made kedushin without chuppah. Still, if you give a get now, you have to write the zman, the date in the get. So it's like this. Bishlema min anesuyin. I understand why if the get is being written after nesuyin, why we have to have the date in the get. Then it's good. Bein lamandi yom mishum basa chayso yiko, bein lamandi yom mishum peri yiko. These were the two reasons we had before in the Gemara. The two reasons why you have to have a date in the get is either we're afraid the husband is married to his niece, and maybe his wife lived with another man that's chayiv nisa, and he has rachmonis on her, he doesn't want to see that Bezdin will kill her, so he'll write her up or get fast, and she'll be able to show Bezdin that she was mgereshes from a week ago. So in order that that should not happen, they made a takono that you have to have the zman in the get. The other reason is mishum peri, that the loch is the husband eats the fruits of his wife's fields until he writes up the get. So therefore we have to know when the ksivas are get was, to know when he has to stop eating the peris. So if the get is given by an after nesuyin, it's very good. Both reasons apply, because after nesuyin, that's when the husband has a right to eat the peris, the fruits of his wife's property. But elamin erosin, if you want to say the Mishnah is even talking about when the get is given after kedushin, even before nesuyin, if so, bishleim alamandi yom mishum basa chayseika. If you learn the reason why you have to have the zman, the date in the get, is because when the husband is married to his niece, not to save her from being killed, so that's good, even though they only had kedushin together. But still, if his wife really lived with another man, she's chayiv misa. And the husband now may want to save her from the Misa, so he may want to go to write up a get fast, and she'll show Desmond that she was megreshes from before. So in order to stop that, there's a takono where you have to have the date in the get, that the husband can't do that. So then it's good, why even though the get is being given now, before Nisuyin, why we need this man? El Olaman Diyama Mishum Peri, but if the reason why you have to have the date in the get is just to know when the husband stops his right, Tita Peris, if so, Arusa Meisla Peri, and Arusa, if they only had Kedushin, they did not have Nisuyin, so they have a right to eat Peris? Anyway, they can't eat Peris. They could only eat Peris, the husband only has a right to eat Peris after Nisuyin. So, what's the reason to have a Zaman, the date in the get, if the get is being written up before Nisuyin? So the Gemara answers, Oh, my Rav Amram, Ho Milsa Shamat Minei Diula. This reasoning I heard from Ula, the Yoma that said, Mishum Takonas Vlad, there's a new takon of the child, that we don't want like people to say this child was from Bias Nus. So Mishum, the kid should not have a name, it was born from a Bias Nus, we want the date of the get. But V'lo Yodana Maniyu, I did not know what he meant to say. But now, Kivun Dishem Yisalho Adetanya, now that I learned this, that we learned, that Oim Akis will get Liyarusosi. If a husband tells a Seifer, write me up a get for my wife, that right now she's only my arusasi. Right now we only have kedushin. But write me up the get now, and I don't plan to give it to her now, but I plan to give it to her likashech nesenu, that after I make the chuppah, after I live with my wife, then I'll give her the get. Is agashenu, I want to give her the get first after I live with her. So the locher is, ain't a get. This get is no good. This is called like a get yoshin we had before, that if you write up the get and then you live with your wife after you wrote up the get, you can't use this get anymore. And the Omar Ula said, my Tom, what's the reason why we can't use such a get? Like, what's wrong? So what? The get was written lishmo, and he wants to give it to her now first after he lived with her. What's wrong? So Umar says, it's a gzeira, shema yermu, maybe people will say, gita kaidum libno. like as far as people know, that this husband wrote up the get to his wife when they were still under resusi, before they had nesuyin. So people are going to say that the husband gave the get to his wife before he made nesuyin. His wife became pregnant. It must be that after he gave her the get, he lived with his wife, but there was nus. So it's going to be a pekam mishpacha. People talk about that this kid is born, there was nus. So in order that that should not happen, we have to have the date of the ksivas haget to know exactly when the get was really written up, to know that the get is written up after the nesuyin, then it's okay. Then if she becomes pregnant, people will know that the get was given after the nesuyin, so the kid is kosher. And then echnami, if the get is written beforehand, then the halacha is the husband cannot use it later after the nesuyin. Because that's the din of a get yoshan. We don't want him to use a get after he lived with her, because as a gzera, people will say that they gave the get first, and then she had the child, derech nus. So I tell you, Hachinam here also, the reason why if you give a get to Yerushalayim, we have to have the date in it, is gzera shem yomru gita kaidu lebno. We're also afraid here that maybe she will become pregnant. So that's the reason here also, we have to have the date in the get, like Rashi says, koshem le yichtoiv zman leboi bayoim. He'll write today's date, but he won't give it to her after Nisuyin. For Yom, people say, B'loi Kedushin. So that's why we have to leave blank the date of the get, that you first write the date of the get when you really give it over. So in order that people should not say that this kid was born, there is nus. The Gemara says, Omer Rab Zeira, Omer Rab Abba Bar Sheila, Omer Rav Hamnuna, that's a Saba, then Omer Rav Ada Barava, and Omer Rav, that Rav says, Halocha Kareb Loza. If we take a Paschal like Kareb Loza in our Mishnah, the Paschal like the last man, the Yomom, that true by Gita Noshim it's possible, you can't write anything before the husband comes and tells the Tziva Habal to make it a Shema, but by Shash Torres we do not make the Gzai Rotu Gitim. And this Gemara says, Kori Rav Oled Reb Leza, Rav called upon Reb Leza, Tovina de Chachamin. Like the smart ones of the Chachamin, in other words, he gave him Shvach, like the Paskin, like this. Rashi says, it means, Me'usha Shev Chachamin. Like the good ones of the Chachamin. So Gemara says like this, V'afilo b'shash Doris Nami, you want to say V'paskin like Reb Leza, even by Shash Doris, that by other stories you are allowed to write up the form before the mouth or the mouth comes? Is that true? I go on my Rav Papi, Mishmei the Rav. Rav Papi says over the name of Rav, that Hai Ashros or the Dina. If you have an Ashros or the Dina means when Bezdin signs a star for a henpik. So the Mara is that true? Like go on my Rav Papi, Mishmei the Rav, Hai Ashros or the Dina. The Michtavo Mekame de Lesadi Sadi, Achsimus Yodayu Psula. Again, Ashros of the Dain is when Bezdin signs a hentik. That means when we have a shtar, let's say a shtar milva, it was all written up around the Edom signed, and now they bring the shtar to Bezdin, that Bezdin should sign on it to give their okay to the shtar, like to be Mekayim the shtar, that's called a hentik. So if Bezdin signs on the shtar, like that's Dev saying, like we know the shtar is kosher, and they sign on it before the Edom come and testify in front of Bezdin to tell them that the shtar was really good. So Rav Papi says, Psula, such a chsima, such a henpik is possible. Why? Alma, we see, merse keshikra. There's a chshash that it looks like it's a lie. In other words, even though now, true, when Bezdin first signed, Bezdin at that time did not know that this shtar was really kosher. But right afterwards, the two eitim came and told Bezdin, yes, the shtar is good. So really, really, now everything is okay. The henpik that signed on this shtar really is kosher. Still, Rav Papi says it's possible you can't use it because it's mechzek a shikra, it looks like a lie. Since at the time when they actually signed, we did not know at that time if it was really true or not. So see, there's a chash meshakas here also. You should not be able to write up a shtar before the malva or the merch was really here. Because that also looks like a shikra, it looks like it's false. Like the malva or the merch was not here, how are you writing up the shtar right now? So therefore, how could you pass on like Rebbe Lezer? That by Shash Doris is kosher, it should be possible because it's Mechzek Keshikra. But the Gemara answers, no, that's not a question because for Leisa Midi Rav Nachman. We don't pass on like Rav Papi because of Rav Nachman. The Yom Rav Nachman said like this, that Oymahoye Rav Meir, that Rav Meir said, that Motza B'Yashpa, if you find a get in the garbage, Chos, all you have to do now is have it signed. V'nosnul, and you give it to your wife. You should know kosher. That the get is kosher. In other words, Ramei Yeshit 3 is that you do not need the ksiva lishmo. So even though the get was written for somebody else, but if they have the same names as yours, you could take the get now and just have Edom signed on it and use it. Even though l'chur, the get looks like a sheker, because it was written for somebody else. So you see, when we don't hold like Rav Nachman, we don't hold like Rav Papi, we're not afraid of Masek Yeshikra. And then he goes on to say that, V'afilu Rabbonin, even the Rabbonin, Shita Leiplid, Yoled Rav Meir. They only argue on Rav Meir, Ela B'Gidinoshim, only by Gidinoshim. Why did be in Ksiv L'Shmo? Because by get teacher, there's a loch you have to have in Ksiv L'Shmo. Abel B'Shah Shtoros Loi, but by other Shtoros Loi, that there's no din of Ksiv L'Shmo, even though the get would be found from the garbage, like would be kosher. So you see, even though the get is written, the shtar is written beforehand, still the shtar is kosher. Then another proof is the Omer Rabasi Omer Rav Yechnon, that shtar she'lova boy, uporeya uporoi, a shtar havo, let's say, you borrowed money in the morning, and you wrote a shtar on it, and then you paid it back in the afternoon. So the locher is, einoi choyzev uloiva boy. You're not allowed to use this same shtar over again if you plan to borrow the same amount of money again the same day. Even though it's the exact same two people involved and it's all happened the same day, you cannot use the same shtar a second time. And he says, why? Shekfan nimchal shibudai. Because the shibud, what you hide yourself to pay from the first time, was used up already. So therefore, for the second halvo, you do not have a new shibud. That's the only reason why you can't use it. So there's a diyak, taimu de nimchal shibudai. So again, the diyak is taimu de nimchal shibudai. Why can't you use the shtar a second time only? Because the shibud was used up already. Avo mishum shikra loy chashinun. But you see, we're not afraid of the fact that the shtar looks like a shek, looks like a lie. Like, really, you would be able to use the shtar a second time. Even though it was written before they made the Maisa Halva. So you see, by shtaris, we don't care, even though it was written up beforehand. That's not really called Mechzek Shikra. It's not really called where Fred looks like a lie. So therefore, we paskin like Reb Lezer. Now, Mishnah, that by shah shtaris, you are allowed to have the shtar written up before the Halva, before the Mechar takes place. All right, turn over.